And this is Dana Fabe, and I've been conducting a mediation in the case of Sandra, also known as Stormy Brown, versus the Borough of Kenai and Charles Pierce, 3KN19-00067 civil. And here in the Lane Powell Conference Room, where we have been conducting the mediation, it's now going on 5:30. We've been here since a little bit before 9 this morning, and today is May 10th. Is that right?
Still is
it May 10th? Okay. Here in the conference room representing the parties are Judith Longquist and Lee Holen. For plaintiff Stormy Brown, also plaintiff Brown's husband, Royal Brown, has been participating. Peter Partnow and Krista Hardwick of Lane Powell are here for the defendants, and the people we have in the room here are Dave Jones of the Assistant Superintendent of Schools, and these are the Risk Committee members. Colette Thompson, the borough attorney, is here. Charlie Pierce, the mayor of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, is here. James Baisden, the chief of staff for the mayor, is here, as is Brandy Harbaugh, finance director for the borough. And the parties have agreed to settle the case as follows. The defendants will pay to the plaintiff, Stormy Brown, a total of $150,000. That payment will be made within 15 days of the signing of the paperwork, which will be prepared by Lane Powell. The check will be issued to Judith Longquist in trust for her client, and Judith will get the exact wording of how you want the check made out to the attorneys at Lane Powell. The additional conditions relate to this settlement. The human resources records for Ms. Brown will be modified to show that she left based on her resignation from the position. If someone calls for information about her performance in that position, any future employment reference will be referred to former mayor Mike Navarre, with whom she did the majority of her time at the Kenai Peninsula Borough, and the only other information that HR will provide are the dates of employment position held. There will be a mutual release of all claims that could have, should have, might have been brought or raised arising out of the plaintiff's employment with the Kenai Peninsula Borough. There will be, this is a public entity with public funds settlement, however there will be limited confidentiality in that neither side will reach out to the press or social media or Kenai Peninsula Borough employees or others to indicate the terms of the settlement other than, and if requested as to what happened. The only thing that will be said is that the case resolved through mediation. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this. Of course, Ms. Brown may talk to her tax preparers or accountants, wealth managers, etc., financial advisor.
Sorry.
That's all right. So, or her financial advisor for any tax preparer advice, and similarly, there may be auditors or there may be otherwise required by law circumstances in which the Kenai Peninsula Borough will need to disclose. But other than that, there will be no outreach to the media, social media, or others regarding the terms of the settlement. There will be a mutual non-agreement of non-disparagement regarding anything arising from the plaintiff's employment with the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Each side to bear its own attorney's fees and costs, except that the Kenai Peninsula Borough agrees to bear the cost of the mediation. The plaintiff, let me pause for a moment. And the parties have just clarified for me the allocation of this settlement amount, $15,000, that's 15,000 is allocated to lost wages. The remainder is for emotional distress damages, and the parties need to know that to know how to prepare the tax documents, i.e. W-9 versus W-2 for this case. And attorney's fees and costs, of course. There's no admission of wrongdoing as part of the releases. And that, I think, is it. So I'll first turn to the attorneys. Are there any additions, corrections, clarifications, questions, or concerns about the agreement that the attorneys wish to place on the record at this time?
No.
Hearing none. I'll first turn to the Kenai Peninsula Borough before I turn to Mr. Pierce, because of course both sets of claims are being resolved here, and who would want to be speaking on behalf of Kenai Peninsula Borough for Mayor Pierce. So I'll ask you, do you have any, and it's good, I'm going to ask you
I'll
to
speak loudly,
speak loudly please. Well, it needs to pick me up too, though, so the question gets picked up. So do you have any additions, corrections, clarifications, questions, or concerns about the agreement that you wish to place on the
No,
record?
I do not.
Do you feel you fully understand the agreement?
Yes, I do.
Have you had enough time to discuss this with counsel and the risk committee?
Yes, we have.
And do you feel that you've been pressured into entering into this agreement against your own free will by anybody, including counsel or me?
No.
And is there any reason you can't make this important decision today?
No.
Are you, have you had any, are you on any prescription or non-prescription medication or even alcohol or anything else going on that would prevent you from being able to make this important decision?
No.
Do you understand that if, when you go to bed tonight, and you were to wake up in the middle of the night and you thought, we shouldn't have done this, it would be too late to change your mind because you're entering it on the record into this agreement?
Yes, I understand that.
All right, thank you. And I'll ask you, Ms. Brown, the same questions.
Don't you have to ask Pearson as he spoke
I think he clarified he was speaking both on behalf of the Kenai Peninsula Borough
and
of himself personally.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. So I'll ask the same questions of you. Do you have any additions, questions, clarifications, or concerns that you wanted to bring up at this time?
No.
Do you feel you fully understand the settlement agreement?
Yes.
And do you understand by entering into this agreement right here on the record, so to speak, even though you haven't signed any paperwork, that you are entering into a contract that's enforceable by both of you?
Yes.
And I can't remember if I've already asked this. Is this the agreement you wish to enter?
Yes.
And I know you're on some pain medication, other medications. Is there any medication that you're taking, either prescription or any non-prescription medication or even alcohol or anything else that would, or pain, that would prevent you from being able to make this important decision today or being analyzing the issues that
No.
we've discussed? And you feel that you've had enough time to talk to your attorneys about the agreement?
Yes.
And do you feel that you've been pressured into entering into this agreement by anyone, including your attorneys or by me?
No.
Against your own free will?
No.
All right. All right. And so I just want to compliment everybody on their demeanor during the settlement conference and everybody's help in getting this resolved. And I'm going to stop the recording now.